In the age of information, literacy goes far beyond reading, writing, and counting. It involves discerning fact from fiction, from downright fraud. A 2023 survey by the Canadian Journalism Foundation revealed that half of Canadians said they struggle to spot fake news, while 71% said they doubt the government's ability to regulate AI. This lack of confidence contributes to the spread of misinformation and may further exacerbate news avoidance, which stands at 36% globally, according to the 2023 Digital News Report by the Reuters Institute. Critical thinking is needed to make sense of the world around us. However, a concept so complex must be taught while we're young. Journalism should be mandatory in high school. Students would learn to ask questions, evaluate sources, and seek the truth using research and fact-checking tools. But journalism isn't limited to honing intuition. Communication, ability to work with numbers, information analysis, problem-solving, interpersonal and personal skills are what the Ontario government deems as essential employability skills, and are the very fundamentals of journalism. High school journalism can give students a leg up, especially when a quarter of young Canadians are less likely to pursue higher education, according to Statistics Canada. Writing headlines and employing the inverted pyramid structure helps students broaden their vocabulary and strengthen their grammar skills. News production also teaches quick thinking, teamwork, and leadership skills, which are valuable in nearly every career path, from business and law to medicine. And while the news industry is plagued with its challenges, from precarious employment and layoffs to the tragic loss of journalists in conflict zones, many still dream of entering the field. Early exposure to journalism could help youth mentally prepare for the industry and gain essential training, paving the way for a more accessible profession and diverse newsrooms. Likewise, reviving school newspapers could fill gaps in local news coverage and engage more families, fostering a better understanding of journalism as a public service. While concerns about tight school budgets are valid, journalism could easily complement existing language and humanities classes, possibly reducing the need for English refresher courses in post-secondary institutions. This idea is not entirely new. The Finnish government launched the New Literacies Program in 2020, weaving media literacy lessons into its national curriculum from early education to upper secondary level. Finland ranked first in the New Literacy Index in 2023. A plethora of free resources are already available to aid school boards and teachers in invigorating curriculums, including the PBS NewsHour Student Reporting Labs, Media Smarts, and Media Literacy School in Finland. A March 2024 poll by the charity United for Literacy found that 70% of Canadians said they believe low literacy skills lead to lower incomes and limited job opportunities. High school journalism is less about nurturing the next generation of reporters, though it could be. It is, ultimately, about empowering future leaders who can't be fooled.